Ladies and gentlemen, we will convene the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. We'll convene. We do have a quorum, and I'm informed that Senator Nguyen will be here shortly. And the first bill we had up would be Senator Fuller. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We'll try to make this as short and quick as possible. SB 504, the Military Aerospace Act, is something that's going to help, I think, all of California retain the aerospace industry and the bases. So we'll go from there. And SB 506 creates the Military and Aerospace Program under the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, or GOBIS. This program would be responsible for retaining military bases and federal research facilities like NASA Ames in California. The program would also work to retain and grow aerospace activities in the state. California is home to nearly 30 major military installations, 3 NASA centers, and multiple federal research labs. The Department of Defense employs over 359,000 military and civilian Californians. The DOD's annual payroll is over $15 billion and has procurement contracts worth well over $40 billion. 4 of the 5 top Department of Defense contracts in California are with aerospace companies, which is why this bill includes aerospace as a part of the program. In addition to aerospace defense contracts, California is home to a growing commercial space flight industry, with the California-based SpaceX in Hawthorne and the Virgin Galactic in Mojave and Los Angeles. A recent economic study on California's aerospace industry estimates there are over 200,000 Californians directly employed by aerospace companies. But we cannot assume that these companies will continue to grow in California. Recently, we had the Florida governor come here trying to lure away California companies. And last year, SpaceX selected a South Texas location to build a commercial space launch complex. Despite the tremendous economic impact, there is no statewide entity in law responsible for helping retain and grow both military and aerospace activities in the state. SB 506 designates GOBIS in law as the state entity responsible for retaining and growing both military and aerospace activities. I want to note that SB 506 is drafted to provide maximum flexibility to GOBIS on how the program is set up. For the last 9 years, I've worked on and off trying to help our military programs, our NASA programs, and our aerospace programs in California. And it was very hard to find an entity that was the direct voice that you could work with that could get it done. So this is kind of my solution to that problem, since we're coming to the end of certainly my last term.
And Senator, you're trying to anticipate base closures coming out of Congress then at some point here?
Well, when we had the BRACs before, it helped us to know ahead of time that the BRACs were coming. You know, I'm on the Governor's Military Council, and we're seeing kind of a different thing happen this time, and that is that as the Middle East conflict changes, the fleet is being deployed differently rather than having a BRAC. And in that, California is going to be a winner, I think, in that the President has designated some carriers to come to California. However, we have some issues like old and aging piers in San Diego that are going to take all these carriers, and there's not really one voice that's in statute as the voice that speaks for that. So that's definitely coming. That's already on the horizon. That's already on the works. There are states that are trying to get the L.A. Military base moved to other places, other states, and that's constant. That's the biggest one they're trying to recruit. And then, of course, in my area, you know, I have three bases and a research facility and a NASA facility. And the ones that have the airspace, they'll probably stay, but there's encroachments. And the others that are research labs people are trying to poach it every day. And the military is not in a position all by themselves to fend that off, as you know, because they're not really supposed to be political, I guess would be the word. And so in this instance, you know, I think what we can do is by designating GoBiz in law as the voice, I think we have a place to go when each of us have problems, whether it's a governor from another state coming to poach our base, or whether, in my case, if it's Mojave trying to develop the space flight industry and they're being lured away to other states, that we can have a data managing group that can help us keep these valuable facilities in our district.
And they could be, California then would be active rather than reactive to a larger degree, correct?
Yes. I think in the past, you know, we were able to think, well, everybody will come here, like in my area, China Lake Base and Edwards Base, they depend on huge airspace. But like the LA base is very small. It's commercial, administrative, and it could go to a much smaller footprint. And if we don't work to keep it, we feel that it's definitely in danger. Sure. And some of the San Diego facilities as well, although they have a nice port.
Senator Roth or Senator Hoyso, either have any questions?
Well, no questions, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Sorry, Senator Hoyso. Yeah.
You know, recently California lost the opportunity to base the new Air Force tanker platform, the KC-46A, and the decision was made to base this airframe in Massachusetts and Indiana. The reasons are sort of a loss to me, although there's a scoring sheet. So the next opportunity to acquire the newest of the Air Force weapon systems is probably 3, 4, 5 years out for our bases in California. So that decision alone emphasized to me the importance of making sure that our efforts are contained in statute. It emphasized the importance to me of making sure that our congressional delegation, both in the House and the Senate, is unified and vocal. And it emphasized the importance of me, to those on the first floor who are listening, that our governor step out and make sure that his or her voice, in this case his voice, is heard loud and clear that California is an important player and we expect to have the right thing done when it comes to basing assets and maintaining installations. So I commend the author on this particular piece of legislation. And to the extent I'm not a co-author, I'd like to be added as one.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it certainly is, and as well, I'd be happy to be a co-author as well, Senator. It is good to be proactive and to send that message. And it does imply, if not directly, connote that these bases are of great economic importance as well as national security.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, please. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Now we have Senator Nguyen, too. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll for the quorum?
Nielsen?
Thank you, Ms. Here.
Hoyso?
Here.
Allen? Nguyen?
Here.
Roth?
Here.
Thank you. Quorum established.
Senator Nguyen, we run the
There's no more testimony I'd like to make.
Okay. And do we have any support? Please. Do we have a motion?
Where would you like us, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Pete Conaty, representing 20 veterans groups, and many of which are here today. We don't have a formal position, but we have always supported these efforts in the past. We know what happens in the BRAC. In California was tremendously disadvantaged, and the senator is absolutely correct that the LA Air Force Base is like the number one target for every other state in the Union because of, even though it's a small base, it's got all the high tech and defense industries around it. So it's unfortunate we lost that Air Force plane to other bases, but maybe we can get some out here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sir.
Chairman David Norris, representing the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States Department of California. We support this bill completely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Republic of California.
Lorraine Ploss, American Veterans State Legislative Chair. We're in support of the concept.
Thank you.
Colonel Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association of California. We also support this bill.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Don Harper. I represent the American Legion here in California. We have 100,000 Legionnaires in this great state, and we support the concept. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman. Martin with the Vietnam Veterans of America here in Sacramento, and our entire chapter supports this bill.
All right. Thank you. Any other support? Is there any opposition? Hearing none, we do have a motion.
I'll move the bill.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
SB 506, do pass, but first refer to appropriations. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Passes out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And Senator Roth, do you want to proceed?
Senator Walk is
here. Oh, Walk is here. Yes, Senator Walk. Yeah, apologies, Senator Walk. Committee's last. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. First, I want to begin by thanking the Chair and the Vice Chair for their attention to the bill and commit to continue working with them to address their concerns. I assure you that we will bring the bill back before the committee if desired to review the changes that will be made. I will accept the suggested amendments in comment 3 on pages 5 and 6 of the committee analysis as author's amendments. 543 is in response to the state auditor report in October of 2013, which highlighted that there was not sufficient oversight and accountability. I think that's a nice way of putting it. There was not sufficient oversight and accountability of the morale, welfare, and recreation funds since the monies were maintained locally at the home level. A statewide account that's subject to widely accepted accounting principles will provide the necessary oversight of the MWR funds and streamline the process for money to be allocated to the residents of all the vets' homes. This is a work in progress, but a very important first step toward reforming the administration of these funds. The language in the bill before you today was shared with residents from all 8 homes on April 2nd during a video teleconference that the department and my staff coordinated. This provided residents with a chance to ask questions firsthand, and they were asked to review the language carefully and provide feedback. This is just the first step in many steps that will involve outreach to the homes and to many of the stakeholders. This process will also require the active engagement and participation by CDVA and consultants from the committee and committee consultants from the assembly. Only with good stakeholder participation will we be able to come up with a comprehensive, workable solution to this very important issue that will ultimately protect the morale, welfare, and recreation fund of every resident who is in one of our veterans' homes. So with that, I'd like to ask for your aye vote.
Okay. Any questions to members before we go to the, yes. Vice Chairman Hueso.
Thank you. We reviewed this issue last year, and Senator Yamada was working on creating some very similar to what you're doing, trying to not only bring the necessary oversight, but also the overarching policy on how these funds can be used and how they could be accounted for. I think it's a very necessary step. I appreciate you moving forward with this. My only concern that this is going to be a precedent-setting bill. It's going to apply for many years to come to all our homes. And for that reason, it needs to be done, but from the very beginning, it needs to be done correctly. This state has been investing longer in the veterans community in Yountville than anywhere else. And for that reason, those funds have accumulated there in a number that's higher than any other part of the state. Should that happen in any other instance, I think the veterans community should stand united and assuring that all homes, all veterans have equal access to those funds, for the benefit of their services, and that we don't disproportionately favor one community over another. So that's what I'd like to see come out of your bill. And I know, given the feeling that those funds belong to Yountville and should stay in Yountville, it's going to be a very difficult task to try to, you know, finagle that specific veterans community to understand the concept of having those funds be applied equally to other parts of the community. I hope they will choose to work with you and to work out this dilemma in a way that benefits all the veterans community. So I want to support your work, and if I can work with you on that, I'd love to meet with veterans groups in our communities to come up with a policy that works for all veterans in California. Thank you, Senator Wolk, for your work.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Efforts. I also have, I forgot to mention, Wally Berry, who's here from the Yountville Home. Ed Warren, there you are.
Yeah, we'll get to support.
Yeah.
Why don't you go
Mr.
ahead
Tremblay.
And then we'll get some more observations. Mr. Tremblay.
Mr. Chair and members, J.P. Tremblay with the California Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm here primarily to express that we are working very closely with the author and with the residents of the homes. We have been communicating with the residents at Yountville as well as the residents at all of the homes. I have made a commitment to the leadership in our department and to the senator that I will be personally going out to every one of the homes and meeting with the allied councils. So that communication will be going on throughout all of this so that we can get the input from the residents at the home. This is a vitally important effort on our part. We need to get this done. It is our objective here is to ensure that the funds that are there to provide for the morale, welfare, and the benefit of all the residents of our homes is protected, managed, and spent wisely, and that we do our fiduciary responsibility of taking care of that and taking care of our residents. That's what our role is here and what our objective is with this bill.
I know the department tried to adopt that policy when the only veterans home was at Yountville, that there were some bumps on the road even then, though. So that puts it all the more premium that we include in everybody now, and not only the management of the individual homes, but the allied councils. Sure. And I'm very familiar with that since I had some personal involvement. Please.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, my name is Ed Warren. I'm from the Yountville home. I've been involved with legislation and MWR for a number of years, and I'd like to speak to your concern because it is not true that Yountville is not willing to share their money. That is not true. We passed a motion saying we were willing to. We do have some special projects we want to make sure get, you know, handled as the money is going to the greater fund. But we suggested, just give you an example, we wrote up a little position paper for the senator in which we made 12 suggestions, most of which are not in the current text, because that text was written by CDVA, and we're still working out when we get our pieces in there. But we suggested in there that there's an interim period in here. The problem with the MWR is that the money's not spent. If you look at any of the other homes except for Yountville, these places are all anemic, and money is not being spent for these purposes, which is why the money keeps accumulating, because it comes into the pot but doesn't get spent out. So our suggestion was that every home would be given for a three-year period of time while we're working out what the rules and regulations are to make sure everything's covered. We suggested that every home receive the same amount of money as what Yountville is currently budgeting for its MWR activities, because we have a full blow. So that the homes like Chula Vista are more important, Ventura and Lancaster, especially Redding and Fresno, which are brand new, don't yet have the mechanism to do that. So what we want to see is something that's happening immediately, so these quality of life funds are spent not in after the rules and regulations are done, but there's something happening in between. From our point of view, that would have been about $2,000 per year per person at whatever that home is. That's about equal to what's being spent in Yountville right now. So we're all in favor of everybody getting fair trade, and we approach this thing in that manner because we realize that Yountville is viewed as being the big guy, and some people may view us being not responsive, but we in fact are, and we want to assure you of that as we're going down the road.
Appreciate that amenability, and it is important because all of these homes feel equally important, although they have different missions. not all of them, but some of them do, and we have to be recognizing that. Any questions of the members?
Are we done with testimony?
Pardon? No, we've got some. Any more supportive testimony?
Or opposition?
Do we have any opposition? And we would view this as a work in process, then. It would go to
appropriate. If there are no questions of members, I'll move the bill.
Yeah, okay. It appears there are no further questions, and Senator Walk, thank you for your amenability. This is a challenge, but not insurmountable, I think, and we appreciate the attitude of the vets at Yountville, and tell them I still remember them over there.
And we welcome you to come back someday on your way north.
I probably will never represent it again, but it's dear to my heart. Let's put it
thank
that
you.
Way. All right. And this will be do pass as amended, with the amendments being adopted here to go to Appropriations Committee. And Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senate Bill 543 do pass as amended, but first we refer to Appropriations. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen? Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
And we'll leave the roll call open. We have another
thank member. You very much.
Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. It's a privilege to present Senate Bill 130 today, having to do with our veterans population. I don't have to tell this committee that California has had the highest veterans population in the country with about 1.9 million. Unfortunately, 25% approximately of the nation's homeless veterans reside in this state, the largest population of any state in the country. A large number of the displaced and at-risk veterans live with the lingering effects of post-traumatic stress and substance abuse compounded by a lack of family support, lack of social support networks. As you know, this legislature passed and sent to the voters Proposition 41, which was also passed by the voters, which authorized $600 million for transitional and supportive housing for homeless and low-income veterans and their families. The supportive services contemplated by this proposition include job training, mental health, drug treatment, case management, care coordination, and physical rehabilitation. Unfortunately, under the current Prop 41 framework, there are no funds available for on-site supportive services. So in essence, we construct these transitional and supportive housing facilities, and inside the bond proposition itself, that money may not be used for providing on-site supportive services. So it's therefore foreseeable, depending on where the facilities are located, that applicants for Prop 41 bond money will find it difficult to provide this type of intensive service for veterans using only housing voucher funds, and it may be difficult for the veterans in these facilities to secure the type of supportive services that they need to get on their feet. Senate Bill 130 creates a grant process for the purposes of funding supportive services for veterans. The grants will be made available to the applicants of Prop 41 bond money who build and operate supportive services facilities for the homeless and at-risk veterans where federal supportive services may not be available, such as facilities that are remotely located from USDVA hospital facilities. Well, since the Prop 41 program is new, applications are taken, projects are under review, and since we will need to continue to work to secure appropriate funding for the grant program contemplated by this legislation in order to complement the Prop 41 rollout, today I'm requesting that no action be taken by the committee on this bill to allow us to continue to work, to continue into the second year of the legislative session, attempting to secure funding to support the grant programs contemplated in this legislation. But I do appreciate the opportunity to present the bill to the committee and would ask that this be considered a two-year bill for this legislative session. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Roth, for bringing it to our attention. It is a critical need, mental health issues, and that's why I think the voters were sympathetic to Prop 41. And what you're acknowledging is the very unique mental health needs of the California veterans. Mr. Connedy,
Mr. Chairman, members, Pete Conaty representing 20 veterans groups. We really want to thank Senator Roth for highlighting this effort. As you know, all the major veterans groups supported Prop 41, and we're hearing disquieting rumors that the administration is shared by HCD and CalVet, and we're waiting for the June announcement of grants, but we're starting to get the feeling that HCD is not taking into account those organizations that have long provided these services to veterans. And we have great concerns that it appears, well, we'll see in, when the grants are awarded or in June, but we want to see if it's going to basically just builders with no history of helping veterans, or if it's going to social service organizations that do help veterans. So we're going to be watching this one real carefully. And Don is kind of an expert on that.
Okay. Good afternoon again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Don Harper representing the American Legion. We have over 100,000 Legionnaires in California. I also have been a provider for many years for homeless veterans in Sacramento and this region. I can tell you hand in hand, this is a great bill once all the kinks get worked out, because you can put veterans in housing, but if you can't provide the mental health, you're going back two steps. As you indicated, Mr. Chair, you need housing for these veterans, and you need mental health services. And if these future dollars can help do that, the American Legion is behind this and hope the concept moves forward and all the veterans get the help that they need. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Harper. Please, come on forward.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Roth, thank you for bringing this bill forward. David Norris, representing the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States Department of California. We are completely in support of the concept of this bill. We want to wait and see what happens before we actually become a supporter of the bill. Concepts are excellent in this bill, so hopefully this will move forward in a positive attitude, and would be really, really willing to work with Senator Roth moving forward. Thank you.
Senator Roth, for certain, is underlining the issue, and as a two-year bill, there'll be plenty of discussion.
Colonel Lorna Grease, representing Military Officers Association of America, and we support this very important bill and anxious to see how it's going to eventually come out.
Thank you.
Lorraine Ploss, AMVETS, Department of California. We're in support of the concept.
Thank you. Sir.
Yes, Chairman and members, Martin with the Vietnam Veterans of America in California. On behalf of all the chapters, we support this bill full strength. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any further questions by members? Okay, the bill is going to be a two-year bill. Senator Roth, thank you for bringing it to our attention. We will continue working with you, and you will continue to work with us, I'm sure.
Thank you, Mr.
And we're going to hold the roll open for other members that would like to come back and get on the roll. call the roll on the bills that are on call. Senator Allen has a right.
Senate Bill 506, due pass but first refer appropriations. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. That passes out. Okay. Senate Bill 543, due pass as amended but first refer to appropriations. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Passes out.
Thank Mr. you. Chair, I just want to express my appreciation for holding open the vote. I'm literally in the middle of a bill presentation in the Judiciary Committee, so I do appreciate your courtesy.
Thank you for the courtesy.
Thank you,
and
Senator.
Senator, we will now be. Senator Hertzberg can take over, and Senator Palfrey.